We're in the Maimar of HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, towards the end of Sivav, on top of the page, where it says, "Kamoi Kein Hu B'Maisa HaMitzvos." The Rebbe is discussing here the difference between the three Amudim, Shalem, Ma'ilam, Ma'imid, Teira, Aveda, and Gmulus Chasadim, which corresponds to Machshove, Dibur, and Maisa. The main union of davening is Machshove, because it's Aveda Shebelev. In Teira, Chazal tell us, Chayim Heim, L'moitziyeyim, B'peh. The main aim is to bring Torah down, that it should be expressed verbally. Hirur lav kedibur dami. But then even further is the union of Gemilas Chasadim, when you bring the Torah down into Maisa Mitzvahs and Maisa Bepayel, and that draws from a deeper place, from a higher place. The last point we learned here was, just like when a person is trying to explain something that's very deep and it can't be contained in words, so it's expressed through a remes. There's no keli that could contain it. So too, Maisa HaMitzvahs, the Maisa does not contain and express the oil that's here because it's too high, it's too deep to be expressed with any keli. And Dafka, the Maisa HaMitzvah, brings down the deepest and greatest revelation here in this world in the lowest place. Okay, let's continue inside and send the first line on top of the page. Ukemoi kein uba Maisa HaMitzvahs, just like this idea of a remes, that's here to express a very profound point. The same is also regarding the action of a mitzvah. Sheheim amshichim, or naila b'yoyser, a mitzvah brings down a very great revelation, shalamayla m'teira, even greater than teira, that is explained and through words and through ideas. The teira hi mechachma. The source of teira comes from the level of chachma. Ulachei mislabeshes b'dibur. And therefore those words of chachma are able to be explained through words. It draws from the level of keser shebekeser, hainu rotzen sheberotzen, the deepest level within rotzen, which is the source of the Eibush's rotzen, the pure will of Hashem, that is not based on anything, not explained by anything, it's just what He wants. And therefore the way it's expressed, the way it comes down, is not through any keli, but it comes down dafke in a maisa hamitzvah. The hainu. What this in simple words means is as follows. Shaydei kiyama mitzvahs begashmias. When a yid fulfills a mitzvah physically, dafke, physical mitzvah, will be kabbalah soil, without even understanding, without necessarily appreciating what it's about, but just accepting the yoke of heaven and doing the mitzvah. Shazel gamkein pirish maisa. That's another meaning of the word maisa. Maisa doesn't only mean an action, physical, but maisa also means meloshen kfiya, when a person just does it. He does it whether he's ready or not. Kamoi ma'asana la tzedakah. The expression the Gemara uses is that when it comes to certain obligations, a person that lives in a community has to participate in tzedakah. So there's a gabai tzedakah that goes and collects and demands and takes from everyone their share for tzedakah. Shumaloshin kfiyah. It means even in by coercion. It's a simple translation. Even when a person is not on the level, but he does it anyways. What kind of a kfiyah are we talking about? It's when the person is accepting the yoke of heaven, he's not doing it because it's on a level that he relates to, it's his appreciation, it's his understanding. He's doing it for the Eibishter. He's doing it because this is what the Eibishter wants, beyond his mitzias. Then, magiyim lebechinas hakesha shebekesa. This is the ultimate aveda of a yid in this world that draws from the level of kesa shebekesa. Umamshichim gamo'er shalamayla me'olam eslegamri. And you bring into the world a revelation, a godly revelation that's completely higher than what the world usually has in it on a daily basis, on a constant basis, creation every day. But this is way beyond that. This is bringing from a level of keser shebekeser. This is all a continuation from what the Rebbe said before, the difference between toiv havaya lakoil, which is a godly revelation that comes into the world through creation of yesh ma'ayin, which is on a daily basis, and Teva Vaya Lekoivov, which is the Avodah of Yidden. And in the Avodah of Yidden Gufa, the greatest Avodah, even though it may seem to be the simplest and the most basic and the lowest Avodah, but the greatest Avodah of Yidden is Dafke in the Maisa HaMitzvahs with the Kabbalah Sel Mach HaShemayim that a Yid does here in the Begashmias in the world. The kavana only enhances, yeah. If the basis, the foundation of the mitzvah is the Kabbalah soil, and then the kavana that's there, doesn't the Chas v'Shalom take away? Yeah, it only enhances. It becomes like wings for the Torah mitzvahs. That's another inyan. Yeah. Okay, so now the Rebbe comes back to the Medrash of the beginning of this Maimer. We learned a while ago what it means when the Torah says, Al-Chedesh Azelachem. Siv Zayin. So this is the meaning of what it says. Hachodesh hazeh lochem. What is the pasuk saying here? Hadol d'chsev. So the Medrash says, when the Eibishter says, this is your chodesh. So what do you mean it's your chodesh? The new moon that's every month, that appears every month in the sky, is lochem, it's for Yidden. It's for everyone. That's part of nature in the world. Cycle of the moon, just like there's the cycle, the lunar cycle, there's the solar cycle, it's nature of the world. But the pasuk is saying, HaChodesh hazeh lochem. And therefore the Medrash says, Hado d'chsip. What the pasuk here is saying is like it says in another place, in Tilim, Oso yireyach lamayadim. You might think that the moon is just here, part of the nature of the world. But no, the Eibishter created the moon from the beginning for the purpose of establishing a time of a Yom Tov. Shayu Yisrael Marben Umematimba, that the Yidden become greater and become smaller through and similar to the Levana, Ve'ener Allah. And it's not something which is negative and bad for Yidden. Why is that? Because Bavur Takana Samayidis, because the existence of the moon and the cycle of the moon, when it becomes bigger and smaller, the birth of the moon, the new month, is all for the purpose to establish a Yom Tov. So what's the Medrash Bavaring here? Question that I've asked in the beginning of the Maimah. What would be the negative aspect of the moon? And what's the Medrash clarifying that, no, the Eibishter comes and gives the mitzvah and says, Lachem, I'm giving it to you, and it's positive, it's good, it's bringing a Yom Tov. So the Hinei, Klolis in Yemiyat HaYereyach, or Hamiyat that is, Sheyesh B'Levona. The whole idea that we see that the moon gets smaller. What does this represent? That the moon, the light of the moon, gets less and less. That refers to the whole Seder Shtalshlus of the way Eibush comes down into the world, and it comes down into Biyah, where there's a concealment, where there's a big hell of a Hester. So this is what the Pasuk is saying here. Even though we're talking about the moon represents a level of light that goes through a process of being diminished further and further. And the same is with the Oyer of the Eibishter that comes into the world and goes down lower and less and less. So l'chayre, the less and the further away you are from the source, the less the truth and the emes of the Eibishter and the Kedusha that is the truth of what the world is here. Going back to the point that we learned before in the Maimer, on one hand, the Eibishter creates the world yesh ma'ayin every single moment. Because it's yesh ma'ayin and it's not ilu v'olol, creation is every single moment. However, the whole process of creation b'poyel is in what eifin, that the yesh and the ayin are very distant from each other. The yesh is not here to express the ayin. Adarabe, the yesh is a hischachus. It's a new metzias, and therefore it's distant. It's not expressing at all what the source is. So if so, it's something which is a yiride. It's something which is just disconnected. It seems to be disconnected from the source. That's what the moon represents. So from all things that we find in creation, you have the Tzva Shamayim, the Shemesh, and the Kechavim. From all the things that there is in creation, especially the powerful things that exist in creation, in Tzva Shamayim, the moon represents the Yirida of creation. The Shemesh is consistent. The Shemesh is Shemesh Havayim. It represents the revelation that there is in the Welt. And so on the Kechavim also, and other things in creation, where you see an aspect of Gilui Elokos. But the moon, though, represents Sakert. The moon represents the fact that this world is a place where there's Helen Vehester, Oilam Elosh and Helen, and it gets constantly, consistently less and less. B'yirida. So that's what the Medrash is saying. The Pasuk is coming to say to Yidin, Mekalmokem Einoy Ralo. Nevertheless, the way the moon exists, which represents not only the moon, but Bechlal, the whole condition of the Metzius of the world, it's not Be'emes, it's not something which is bad. It's not something which is negative. The truth is that what seems to be a Yerida and a Helen Vehester, in truth, is not a Chesaron, is not lacking anything. Because the Yerida is all for a purpose, and it's all the Eibishter is in it. He's present in it. The purpose of the Yerida is to bring to a place a Metzius of a world, and there to be Megale Elokos in a Metzius, in a Welt. To refine a Metzius of the world. And then what happens? that brings about a much greater level of revelation when you bring Elokos in the Gashmias of the world. Going back to the last point that we learned before, Kishem, Shadafka, Al Yidei, Kiyama Mitzvahs, the Kabbalah Soil. Similar to the point we said before, that when a Yid fulfills a mitzvah physically, with a simple Kabbalah Soil, Magiyim, Lebechinas, Kesesh, Shebekesesh, Shalamayla, Mishtal Shalus. So not only are you also connecting to the Eibishter, even in this world, but in the Adarab, Dafka, Dafka in the Gashmias of the world, when a Yid does a mitzvah, this is the deepest revelation. From higher than Ishtal Shalos. It's the same thing also with Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. Instead of what the moon seems to be, which is the Inyan of Yerideh, Fakert, Dafke, the moon becomes the source of all Yomim Tovim, of the greatest revelation in the world. Zehu, so this is what the Medrash is saying. She'inyin Zeh, that the whole Yerideh, the whole existence of the moon and what it seems to be a Yerideh, Hu Bavur Takana Samayedis. Bipnimius, the purpose of it all is for Yidden to be able to establish a Yom Tov. I know what this means is Shabimayedim Nimshach. What does the Yom Tovim represent? On the Yom Tov, it brings into the world Ha'er Shenivra B'Yoyim Harishain, the level of light that was created on the first day of creation, Shalamayla Mishtal Shalos, which is a level of light that's removed of the level of creation of Ishtal Shalos. In the various Lashonis that were brought earlier in the Maimer, that was explained by Riches in the Maimer, then again to the Ur Shanivra B'Yom Rishayin, it's the Ur that Eivishter was Mavdol La'atzmai, it's the Ur that's in Torah, it's the Ur that's for Tzadikim. So the Ur on a Yom Tov is a Ur that the Aveda of the Yidden bring into the world. So it's specifically brought and revealed in the world on a Yom Tov, and then, V'yidei Hamayidim Nimshach Mein Zeh B'chol Yimei Hashanah. The fact that a Yid has the Kayach to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs every day, it's because it's through the Kayach of the Yom Tovim. So the Yomim Tovim is not just one day in the year or one period in the year, and then you go back to Yom Chol, and the Yom Chol is back into the Welt. The Inyan of a Yom Tov is the Ashpa on the entire year. Like it says in many places, from Pesach, you take the Koyach of Amunah for the entire year. Matzah is the Amunah for the entire year. Shavuah is the Koyach of Torah for the entire year. Sukkah is the Koyach of Simcha for the entire year. The Yom Tov is the keli for the hashpa and the amshach of Elokos into the world for the entire year. It's not just a Yom Tov. The Eibishter establishes the Yomim Tovim in order to bring the Tov of the Yom Tov into the entire year. That's the nekuda here of what this what the Medrash is trying to say. Yeah, so in the pasuk in Tilim, Asa Yireich L'Moedim, it's megala the pnimius of the Yiride. Of the Metzias of the Yireich in this world, of the Levana in this world. It wasn't a Hanami. There is an Inyan of Yirida L'chayra. Yeah, all the different things that it says about the Yirida. That Inyan of the Einish that Rebbe didn't bring here in the Maimer, but Bechlal, the Yireich represents the Yirida of Welt. But Davke in this Yirida, there's the greatest revelation that comes out through the Aveda of Yidden, through Maisa Mitzvahs, and specifically through a Yom Tov, which is the Ashpa in the entire year.
What's the connection between
Yom
Rishon?
And Yom Rishon. Toiv, Yom Toiv. Ayar ki Toiv. That Ur, which is Toiv, that I brought before in the Maimah. What's the Toiv? The Toiv is the real Inyan of Toiv, is something which is good without any real goodness. Is Ur Ein Seif, the true revelation of the Eibishter. That's the Toiv of a Yom Tov. That's the Ur that's Nivra Shabiyom, the Ur that's Nivra B'Yom Rishon, which is brought into this world. Zeo Gamkein, the Medrash there continues and says, Shemoshe Kosav B'Teire Stumim. Moshe Rabbeinu writes in the Teire, the Psukim, that are not explained. Atshabad David U'Pirsham. And then David HaMelech and Sefer Tilim comes and explains what the Psukim in Teire mean. Just like here, it says in the Teire, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. And in Tilim, it clarifies that it means, Osa Yireach L'Moedim. That the creation of the moon in the first place is all for the sake of the Yom Tov. I know what this means is Damit is Sagiloi. Where do you have the real revelation of the Eibishter? Why the Malchus Tafke? It's Tafke and Malchus. She read us Lamatul Avare Birurim. When the truth of the Eibishter comes down and is revealed in the lowest place, in the Birurim, and refining the lowest place of the world, that's real revelation. Revelation that's confined to a level of a ruchni is the world, to another another reality that can't penetrate and doesn't come down to this gashmi is the world. That's not real revelation. The real revelation is dafke begashmias. The Hinei Ksef, Tzchoik Asali Elakim. So when you get to Yitzchak, the name of Yitzchak is, it's the Sarah said, Tzchoik, a laughter, Hashem has made for me in the birth of Yitzchak. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Elakim is begematria teva. Elakim specifically refers to the Eibusha that's here in the nature of the world. So what's the tzchaik? Vayidei avaydes habirurim begashmi yisraelim dafke. Specifically through the avaydei here in the physical world, to refine and elevate the gashmis of the world, nasinin atzchaik lamayla. That brings about the chiddush. That's the schatzus of bringing the Eibusha here into the lowest place of the world. That's a tzchaik, something which is unusual. So v'zeh ogam ken ha'inyin, this is also what it says regarding Sara. Sara is the one that said, tzchaik asali elakim. And regarding Sara, it also says, Shasara haisifa alama'iris. That Sara, with her aveda here in this world, she added to the light of the ma'iris of the two great sources, the luminaries in the world, the moon and the sun. What does this mean, beruchnias? It says, this is connected in other places to this, that it says that Sara is the one that was misakin chetei tzadas, which is also related to what we're speaking about here, the moon, the miyut hayireach, which is a result of, or related to chet eitzadas. And so it says that Chava came in the world and brought a chet eitzadas, and then Sara in the world, she went nachsa, she went down to Mitzrayim, and she came out of Mitzrayim, and she wasn't touched, and Adarabe, she brought Yitzchak into the world. So Beruchnius, the Medrash says that Sara added to the Ma'iris. What is this? What is the level of ma'iris that it's referring to? That it says here that Sara added to these ma'iris. Ma'iris in Berukia Shemayim. The ma'iris in Berukia Shemayim refers to the ruchnis, the girls shu zod atzilus. It refers to the level of zod and atzilus. But what does Sara represent? Sara is lower than zod atzilus. Sara is malchus. Omnamai they are malchus nasa teisvus or nailiyaser. The aveda of Sara, which is here in the gashmi's the world, and going down even to Mitzrayim and the places that she was, she adds even more than what the Ma'iris are in the Ruchnistic world. Shezehu, and this is also related to David. Ad Sheba David Davke Upirsham. That David HaMelech in Tehillim is the one that explains this and reveals this point. And the reason is because David also, what's David? David represents Malchus. Right, so the Aveda, the way it comes down in the world, the way it's expressed in the Psukim of Teireh, in Teireh, it brings it down Momayla Lamata. The Psukim in Teireh express the way the things are in a Ruch Nizaga world. But David HaMelech and Sefer Tehillim, David, which represents Malchus, is Megale, that the things that it speaks about in Teireh is not the Yerida Adarabe. It's a greater Kayach that comes out through the Aveda here in this world. Now the Medrash there says another point. V'zeo Gamke Masha Eish, Hora V'yolda Er. The Medrash there says that the birth of the light that we're speaking about here, this level of light that is produced dafke through the Aveda and the Gashmi is the world, a greater level of light. So this is through fire. The fire is pregnant and gives birth to light. What does this mean? What's this level of light that comes from the fire? So the Hine, what's unique about fire is as follows. Teva ha'eshu she'enem is'arev b'shad varim. Fire is unlike any other element that exists in the world that could be mixed or could exist together with other things. The fire exists on its own. Whatever comes in contact with the fire can't coexist with anything else. Adarabe, it just consumes and burns everything up. Another point about the fire is, even while it exists in this world, the entire nature of the fire is to stay apart, to want to disconnect, to go back up lamayla. That the Eibishter is like fire. So the fire is the element in the world which is the most ruchniyizdige element that exists in the world. And what eifin do you see clearly in the fire that it's separated from the metzias of the world? And therefore what it's saying over here is that the eish produces oir. What it's trying to say is there's a level of oir where the point of the oir is to shine down, to provide light lefierech, and in relation to the metzias of the world. But then the light that comes from fire is an opposite of fakert inyan of oir. The whole point of the oir is to be elevated, that it's removed from the world. So this oir that we're speaking about before, the oir of the Yom Rishayim, which Rebish was mavdal to himself, this is the eish hara v'yalda oir. Now, b'chdei shiyyeh nimshach be'ilemis. In order that this level of oir, which is b'avdala, just like fire itself, in order for fire to exist into this world, even though fire doesn't mix with anything else, fire is b'havdala from anything else, but in order for fire to exist in this world, It has to have either a wick or even more to have wood to hold on to be able to exist in this world. And you have either a wick or wood. The fire that there is just in one wick, it's a more refined fire. You call mokaim ene eish chazak kol kach. The fire is not as powerful. Specifically, the fire that you have that's burning in wood. That's a very strong and powerful fire. So from this mashal that we have here regarding fire, you see basically two opposite things regarding fire and the nature of fire. On one hand, all mitzvahs of fire is removed from this world. It doesn't connect any other of the elements in the world. The whole nature of fire is lalis lamayla, a flame that's going upward. At the same time, the existence of the fire, it must have the physical material of psila or eitzim in order to exist. Everything else in the world, water, there's ruach, mayim, afar, doesn't need another element to hold on to in order to exist. The fire, because it's so bavdala, but on the other hand, in order for it to exist in the world, it has to have dafka the mitzias of eitzim. So kamaykan yuvim bavayda. Similar, it's also in the Aveda of a Yid. Shaydei kiyam ha-mitzvahs begashmias. V'aveda sabirurim. When a Yid fulfills a mitzvah physically, and he interacts with the world, and elevates the gashmias of the world. Afshu bakshama. Even though he gets involved in the physical, the material world. Mekal makai dafka al yidei zeh nimshach b'chinas toiv avaya l'koivav. This brings down the true level of toiv of the Eibishter, which is dafka for Yidin, which are called koivav, the ones that hope for the Eibishter through their aveda, kedugma sa'esha be'etzim. Just like it is with the fire in the wood, that in order to bring down the level of oir, which comes from fire, which is similar in nature to fire, a oir which is totally removed of this world, When you makayim or gashmi is the gemitzvah, then that oy which is bahavdala has something to hold on to, and it's brought here into the physical world. So therefore, the medrash, one of the questions that I've asked in the beginning of the maimer was, why is the medrash bringing this inyan of eish hara v'yolda oyer in connection to the point that we're talking about here, benegeit hachedesh zelachem, and benegeit to this inyan of badavid u'pirsham? It's all one akuda. The theme of this medrash is to explain that you look at the world, the Eibusha created a world which is gashmias and seems to be a yirida, a chesaron, a distance, helim. But the emes is that dafke through eish, the mashal of eish is to explain this idea that you look at the levana and you see the miot. The point of the miot is sviras amalchos, which expresses the greatest kayach of the Eibusha in the world. And dafke through the gashmias, the gavayda v'yid, you bring down the greatest revelation of the Eibusha here in this world. Okay, we have one more paragraph. Mitzvah, we'll finish tomorrow, the maimer. Yeah.